It's a plot of windswept dirt now, but in a matter of months, part of this tract will be a home site for Bill Lilly and his family of four.
And we're going to have this lot right over here. We're going to have a nice view to the back. We're setting up with Oakwood Homes about getting a modular built for us. And we're going to set it right over there.
Blue ribbons tied to wooden stakes flap in the wind and mark what will be Lily's yard. They'll have a nice view of soybean and wheat fields, complete with a weathered barn in the distance. But it's not the view that drew the nurse to this central Kansas town of 550. It was the offer of free land and a smaller, friendlier school for his kids.
Here we go. Let's move. One, two, ready, go.
The middle school band is practicing on a stage at one end of Marquette Elementary School's gym. Though the school has 9 grades, fewer than 130 students attend class here. Some classrooms sit empty. There are only 18 students total in the 3rd and 4th grade. Marquette Elementary Principal Wayne Moorhead says there are so few students here that district officials discussed moving 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to a school 14 kilometers away.
We've seen budget cuts and prices rise, and somewhere there's a scrunch. That's a huge issue in a small community like this.
It was a big enough issue for Marquette's leaders to seek a way to boost school enrollment. They raised $100,000 through donations and financing, enough to buy 20 hectares on the edge of town to be subdivided and given to strangers.
See, it's kind of a no-brainer, really, you stop and think about it, that people are worth more than a vacant lot by far.
Marquette Mayor Steve Piper says the land is worth as much as $10,000 per site. The owners will just have to pay taxes on the property and for the use of the town water and sewer lines. Mayor Piper says it's a good deal for his community.
You're going to collect property taxes, you're going to collect a water bill, you're going to collect a sewer charge each month, and so you can sit there with this vacant piece of ground you're trying to sell and maybe hold it forever and not collect hardly any tax at all, or you can save a new home. Go on, then they have children in school, that brings more money into the community.
A church bell rings over the town square. Flyers posted in shop windows along the main street tout the appeal of small town living. They show pictures of smiling residents playing with their kids in the town swimming pool. Banker Alan Linfors says the effort to market Marquette is based largely on its nostalgic image.
Because a lot of people have moved here from maybe bigger cities or came back here from once they married and had kids because they wanted to have that small school. And I'm afraid if we lost our school, they would say, well, we might as well live in a larger city since there isn't anything for the kids. So, yeah, it would eventually dry up the town.
Towns like Marquette sprouted from the American prairie in the 1800s as the federal government gave away land to people willing to move west and start farms and communities. Marquette's leaders saw a nearby town give away land to attract residents. Just 15 new homes were built there, but Marquette's vision is considerably more ambitious. All 21 lots in its first land giveaway were quickly grabbed up, and the town is about to start a second round, hoping the offer will draw people here in much the same way as the lure of homesteading brought settlers to this part of Kansas in the 1800s. For Coast to Coast, I'm Matt Hackworth in Marquette, Kansas.